there are many folk who have joined the 100 plus club, believe it or not. I think there's about 1,500 in Queensland and 150 in Brisbane alone. Something like about 3,000 across Australia. We'll find out more. The lady behind this documentary, the 100 Plus Club, which will be airing tomorrow, I believe, on TV, and we'll find out more, is Mandy Lake. And I do believe we've got her on the line live from Roma, of all places. G'day, Mandy.
Hi, John. How are you going?
Excellent.
Yes, I'm actually standing in one of Dexter's bedrooms.
Now, you'll have to tell me who Dexter is. Is he one of your subjects?
Yes, yeah, I've been stalking Dexter the last couple of years, and he's 102.
Now, tell me about this 100 Plus Club. That's an amazing feat to get to a century. I guess, do you still get a letter from the Queen or a telegram? You probably don't get a telegram anymore, but a letter.
You get a lovely photo of her, actually, and funnily enough, I was just sitting down with Dexter having a cuppa with him just then, and yeah. Brought it out, and I was very interested to see that it is actually signed by Elizabeth herself.
Is that right?
That's right. It's signed Elizabeth R.
Isn't that great? So, was I right in my lead into the discussion with you? There's 1,500, 100-plus members of this exclusive club in Queensland?
There's actually 1,500 centenarians in Queensland.
Yes.
But in terms of the actual little club, the social club that was set up, there's about 150 who, you know, receive all the newsletters and get the pin.
Tell us about the club you've set up and this documentary.
Well, basically, I'm a filmmaker, and every day I scour the papers for stories, and I just happened upon this little newspaper story that said the 100 Plus Club's meeting, you know, having high tea, and I went, oh my God, there's a club for centenarians, and I thought that sounds like documentary gold, and it has very much turned out to be documentary gold.
And how did you track these people down? Obviously, you got on. Did they have a website, or what do they have? This 100 Plus Club.
Well, it's actually run by a not-for-profit organisation called the Queensland Community Care Network, and
yes.
What they do is they send out volunteers, you know, all over Queensland to basically spend time with the elderly.
Yep.
But the 100 Plus Club actually came about through. You know, one of these older gentlemen, he had a birthday wish one day when he was turning 100, and they said, well, what would you like, George? And he said, I'd actually like to sit down and chat with someone my own age. And his wish was granted, and the club was born out of this wish.
And obviously they meet from time to time in Brisbane, do they?
They do. They actually... the Parliament, the Premier of the day puts on quite a fancy do for them. And also the Lord, usually the Lady Mayoress puts on a do, and they have a high society, basically. So, yeah, they get out in all of their finery. And
how often is that, Mandy?
Three times a year they get together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this documentary, you're behind that. As you say, you're a filmmaker, so you got the idea for the 100 Plus Club doco. Who are you featuring in that, and when can we see it on telly?
Well, I'll get the plug in first before I forget.
Yeah, good. Don't forget that. That's most important, yes.
So it's ABC One.
Yep.
It's in the Compass slot. So if you see Compass in your TV guide and
yep.
not the title, don't be confused. It's in Compass, and it's at 6:30. So very, very civil time.
Yep.
So basically, we've been stalking three key characters over the last couple of years, and... one was Olive, who unfortunately passed away last week.
Oh, that's no good.
No, very sad time.
And how old was she?
She was 2 months shy of her 105th birthday.
105?
105, yes.
Wow, yes. Well, it's certainly sad to lose her, but that's a pretty fair innings.
I know. I just wanted it around a little bit longer,
yes.
Though. I really... it
would have been nice for her to see the doco go to air tomorrow night.
Absolutely. In
yeah.
fact, we had a false alarm with her last year when we finished the doco, and we rushed over thinking, you know, she should see it before she passed away. And she actually stayed on for another year. So
did she end up seeing your documentary?
She did.
Oh, that's good.
And she actually complained because there wasn't enough of her singing in it. So she was the... quintessential entertainer. She wanted to see more of her entertaining. So But our other two characters are Dexter, and that's who I'm with now.
And now Dexter's from Roma.
Yes, and yep. He's our outback author who actually started writing when he was 86.
Yes.
So he's now on his, I would say, eighth book. Amazing stories, fantastic stories. Yep. And then there's our athlete Ruth, who pretty much took up Masters Athletics when she was 74.
Yep.
And she's now the world's oldest competing athlete. So she throws the jab, the discus, the shot put, the heavyweight, and the hammer throw. That's her favourite.
You're kidding me.
No, you have to see her in action.
And well, she'd have to be. How old is she?
She is now, she's about to turn 103.
103, and she's competing in these tournaments.
Yes. And she's she just had a pacemaker put in 2 months ago, and she's had a new lease on life, and she's back on the bicycle every day, pumping iron every probably about 4 times a week. So, that's and hoping to get back out on the track next year.
That's good advertisement for keeping yourself fit and healthy, isn't it? And these people have obviously led busy lives, and I guess. Really, while they've stopped working, have really never stopped or retired, have they?
No, they haven't. And that's pretty much the motto of the whole film is just keep breathing.
And did you get down or were you able to get and sit down with them and talk about the changes that they'd seen and experienced in their lives? Because it would have been amazing to see what they've gone through. I mean, you know, just flight for a start and the wars and, you know, just how the world's changed.
Absolutely. Although I have to be honest, that's not the focus of the film, their past like that. I'm sort of focusing more on what they're doing now. But, of course, yeah, I grilled them on all that kind of stuff. And what one thing I find with centenarians is they're very, flexible to change. They tend to just sort of go with the flow. Okay, that's a computer. All right. Some of them use computers. So we've got the woman in England who was a Twitterer.
Mm.
So they're very flexible with technology, basically.
Of your 100 plus club, who would be the oldest member, or what age would the oldest member be?
Well, they just lost their oldest member at the end of last year, and she was about 100 and I think she was 112, I think.
And she was in Brisbane?
Yeah, she was in Hervey Bay.
Wow,
yeah.
112. Gee,
112. But I think the oldest member who actually attends the soirees, she would be about 105, 106, and she's quite sprightly.
That's just amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's an incredible world.
Yeah, well, it's a really good yarn, and we can see it on. Well, look, good on you. 10 points to you for taking the time to do it and track these people down. When you contacted them about the documentary, were they all positive towards it?
Incredible twist of fate there. What happened was we rang them up out of the blue,
yep.
And we said we'd like to come in and have a chat with you about the possibility of making a documentary, and they said, wow, incredible timing. They said, just last night we had a board meeting and it was decided that a documentary should be made about us, and here you are on the phone. So it was good timing.
And the people that you're focusing on in the documentary, do they live alone with family? Are they in a retirement village?
Well, Dexter still lives by himself in Roma.
Right.
Obviously
Ruth, cooks for himself and looks after himself, yes.
He does. He only gets about one meals on wheels a week.
Yep.
So, but very much cooks for himself. Then there's Ruth, who lives with her daughter Helen, and that's a coach as well, by the way.
Yep.
But Ruth still cooks dinner. So, and then Olive pretty much lived in her own home right up until she was about 103. So, and then she moved into a nursing home. But, yeah, there's a lot of these centenarians live independently and they're still getting around on public transport. And they're very, tend to be very fit.
And it's my mum's, well, she's not 100, she's in the late 90s, and she likes catching public transport and living on her own. And if you suggest anything else, you really get a strong talking to, because
good. Yeah,
but they are very independent, and you know, they know how they want to live their lives, and I would think that probably also contributes to their longevity.
Absolutely, that is it. I mean, Olive was living independently right up until the middle of last year, and then she was moved into a nursing home because she had a bad fall. And I have to say, there was quite a radical downward spiral in her health.
Yeah.
I think
that often is the case, isn't it?
Yeah, if you can keep people in their own homes, I think it's definitely the way to go.
Well, that's what they're trying to do now. That's what they're trying to do. And obviously, if they're in their own surrounds, they feel a lot better, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're fine. I think it's important, too, that they've got someone who looks in on them from time to time and, you know, make sure they don't get so isolated, I guess.
Well, there are those, as you mentioned, the government are trying to keep them in their homes longer now, and with that comes the services that do call on them, and I think gives them more social interaction, and that very interaction can help their well-being also.
Absolutely. I think you'll find our three characters in our film, they're doing what they're doing because they've got someone there to help them. And
they have a reason.
And they have a reason, But as Olive says, you've got to have a project.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, it's good advice for all of us, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, plenty more where that came from.
Okay. Mandy Lake, the 100 Plus Club on television, as you said, tomorrow night, 6:30 in the Compass slot there. We can have a look at it on ABC One.
I hope you all enjoy it.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks for chatting with us.
No worries, John.
Say good day to Dexter for us.
I will. He'll be very happy to hear that.
Good on you. That's Mandy Lake, the documentary maker for the 100 Plus Club. Check it out tomorrow night.